that podcast, but the next I congratulating the Honorable Sam for being appointed in the provincial team of Limpopo by the ANC after the process, of whatever process is about. I'm told that this is part of the staff in Limpopo. And we hope we will show the best.
I talked about the drawback. funding option will develop. But not really to know what these funding options are. So we will look at this ask as to whether it's achievable by what it's for. Because that is the reason why they will be achieved. They said they will develop. But when I come to what it's for, we probably going to see the same thing. If they have to develop, what is the chances of us achieving them and maintaining the funding? On slide 6, if I may just ask, we talk about the activity was completed in quarter 2. And my question therefore would be, are these, and I'm looking again here, are these cumulative costs following completing at quarter 2? And in less than that, why are we then reporting on something that was completed in quarter 2? Surely that should have been left off this if you're reporting. So, the essence of the question really is, are these all cumulative? Or does it apply only to quarter 3? Or in some cases, will they indicate that this is due to quarter 2? I'm going to slide 10 and 11. And I talk about an intervention plan. Well, the implementation has not been finalized. This is quite serious, children, because this is the one that we're talking about. The department oversight for research children. And one of the targets was the implementation of the various interventions by the other stakeholders and monitors. So my understanding is that it's the FMDs that the department monitors, and they've got an intervention plan that was supposed to be implemented, there is no achievement. Now, if I look at this team, I put this in a box, then no wonder that we've got the problems with the SMEs that do it. Because the intervention said it was identified, it's not the intervention. My question therefore is, if we identify the intervention, why is they not the intervention? Follow-up questions, where will the intervention be implemented, and what are the intervention? On page 11, I've got a question there, or slide 11, on the target of the connectivity of schools. Monitor is what? That's for the implementation plan. And it's really a straightforward question. Cartena's got a project of connecting schools that we call Cartena Online. And I really just want to know, is that a completely separate project, or is it part of it? Which is what? Okay, I think I'm going to just walk in and get it from him and I'll be back on the channel. On slide 30, two MOUs offered. The target is MOUs with other national departments and the relevant provinces. Implementation of MOUs. And it refers to web design and such things. Two MOUs offered and consulted with Houston and Malanga in that. And I'm just wondering, that's probably more related to the question. Let me just say the reason why the Free State provincial government decided to go to the private member and get a web design for where the 40 million and 40 million where it is. So that should have been a lot less. Either because this MOU would be late. And if this MOU would be fine, the DOC would have given assistance with the development of a website. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Vaughan.
My questions are mostly into the strategic plan. On third quarter, your total number of targets does it like 105 targets. If you two of those targets have not been achieved or have been delayed or been associated, so I'm not so sure that in your strategic plan, it follows that you two have been achieved some of the strategic plan, not enough on that. If you two that are standing with nothing from the citizens, it's following the strategic plan. Slide 51 and
bear themselves a mark of achievement, I would not necessarily think that that is the target that should be achieved. I want to make one specific example. Can you see the light? Maybe get a look at the
results.
Maybe by this word. Take for instance, I want to return to page of the slide on 27. My first question was, if the department was not that too lenient with themselves, when they gave themselves a little right correct mark, that they could keep the time. Why I'm saying that is, if I look at the score of what was achieved and what was not achieved, it does look very good by their own score. But even in cases where they have scored themselves to have achieved it, I doubt that they have achieved the right mark. And I want to mention one and I can have a different one, but I'm just going to focus on specifically one. 43, slide 27, it says ongoing monitoring of adherence to good corporate governance practices. Now they say the minister approved Team 3 compliance scorecard, which will be used to measure compliance by the state owned entity. Now they're saying because the scorecard was approved by the minister, they've achieved it. I beg to differ. I think actually before you hit the target, you must have scorecards by which you will evaluate state-owned entities. In fact, in other words, have you done that? Have you scored these different state-owned entities and have you monitored them adequately? And therefore, I don't think that's an achievement. I think that's the question. Because if we look at the score, then I would argue no, they were not adequate policy. So I just want to make that point as an example. Secondly, and I would like them to comment on that, how they assess themselves and how they actually mark themselves to say we achieve this and we achieve that. So I question that. Secondly, I do have a concern with regard to specific underperformance. And I want to just refer you to, we look at the key strategic priorities of the department. Clearly, high quality policy development is a very important one. We feel, from the general perspective of having listened to the presentation and having gone through this place, there's a lot of focus on international. And my concern is, that's not where our primary responsibility lies. Very good achievement. If you look at slide number 19, I think international affairs and trade affairs, all good and well. It's out there. I think also on slide 4. Where they have had social congress elections and we were very good at lobbying and getting positions, etc. The problem is that where the focus of the department should lie? Or should it lie in some capacity to make communication more affordable, more accessible, especially for rural areas, broadband expansion? May I say, Chester, broadband, I think we're so rhythmic. Business. So clearly, that is one of the most strategic priorities. In fact, I think it's the number one of the time. Then why did the department not give real meaning to broadband rollout and make energy change also? Specifically, on slide 17, it says that the department committee of the final quarterly report developed on job creation to implementation of relevant ICT projects. Quarterly report was developed, the total number of jobs created was 30,000. perceived distinction is a huge driver of jobs. If it is, if the department really proposes its role as a catalyst for job creation through this industry. But we don't see the evidence. Can you please understand where that is coming from? Let's say, I have referred to the ignorance of the oversight button, which I checked with Latin. And then lastly, I still don't understand how we made some progress, but in some respects, it says it was delayed with legislative adjustments and amendments. But what happened to a green paper process? We have indicated 2 years ago that we cannot proceed to legislation EC amendment at the everything unless we see a complete overhaul of the industry. Change has changed dramatically in recent years. And where that process at this stage? And how can the department proceed with legislation if that process is not being completed?
When I came in, Honorable Shane was asking me which question I come to you. And I love that you know it, and because of my dear expecting, what are we dealing with? Now, I would like you to explain to us, are we dealing with a all the departmental processes, because it seems to me it's important. Most of the questions are still over. What are we doing exactly? Because I didn't hear you responding to the answering, so I'm so excited to hear.
I didn't
talk.
When you were saying, I didn't think of the previous director, it's turned by the country here. Now what do you think of? I can't. So, members, can we repeat ourselves to the record? I think one of the things we did when we were still taking our system of like talking to, which was easy also to follow and so on. So, just to speak to that, the temptation is then to move over, because they are in hand in case of what you think that try to do that so that we can finish the move without corporate effort. Honorable,
thank you, Chairperson. Just a couple of things. One, if we go to slide 12, talking about spectrum. One of the major issues facing spectrum right now is the unavailability of spectrum. Needed to expand for our applications. Now we may make one mention of spectrum there about the radio frequency spectrum plan being signed by the MC. I see nothing there that tells us what's going to happen, how the spectrum is going to be allocated, whether there's going to be an auction, what is the process at the moment. It's not even running the spectrum up to years, and there is no indication there of any progress. Then I also want to draw particular attention to international affairs, which out of 21 targets met 8. Now, in the last annual report, international affairs was one of the programs that almost spent all its budget. You know, not much, but it was actually spent, but international affairs seemed to attract a lot of enthusiasm. But now one wonders if more than half this year's target has not been met, will we see a significant underspend in that cycle? Now I'm wanting to go to broadband and the measurement of broadband, and I'm going to refer to different documents here because that's where they are, the information is. If one looks at the adjusted expenditure report last year, for this department. It said in this mid-year performance that the percentage of broadband penetration per year achieved in the first 6 months of this year was zero. The target of 7% achieved zero by the end of September. Now, in this year's estimated expenses of year's budget, we see that the current target as per would have been 7%, would have achieved 70%. I want you to know how you go from 0% in September to 7% in March. Can you please explain to me what it is you're actually measuring and how you measure it? Because one is sort of tending to suspect that this is perhaps just a downside for reporting purposes. Because it seems impossible that that's, you know, you've done 7% in 3 months. Say that for my own.
Thank you, Honorable Moon. Andy?
Thank you, Chair. Let me start from the statement in that question. Yes, just tell us why it is difficult to appoint people to the department post? In 2009, we embarked on a certain process. The process is still not yet finalized. Could you please tell this committee why it is taking so long to finalize this process? If you have used consultants, because I know you are not in our department. You reported last term that the department has appointed a company to do staff migration. What is necessary to put citizens from Niger to migrate people from Bob to Alaska? I cannot say it has department to be. How much is that depend on? One of the challenges that we have to do this committee is the department oversight role over the stakeholder entities. And in the previous meeting, we've been told that a dedicated branch to perform oversight of stakeholder entities has been created. Should we please tell this committee how many people are in this branch and whether the EDC board has been created? On the finance part of it, I have made some few. Most of your quarterly targets are either not achieved, delayed, the expenditure sector is too assistant. Could you please explain and indicate what are your expenditure drivers in this field?
For me, on financial system now, how much do we spend on consultants? And how do we see ourselves moving forward to address the issue of treatment free that we put in the hands of the DC? Is there any plan? I do share the concern based on the presentation on the one that not the ones that are being achieved, those ones at the presentation, the last presentation where amended to say that have been achieved, the situation has been improved. Why were not internet replies or phone to us not collected in writing? Because then they give me a lack of confidence that those ones have been achieved along. That would be my point. The other colleagues that they have appointed the but also the way to have to change the general context of everything we are in the meaning of the world. Are we comfortable and how do we feel that we are increasing our money as one of the human spirit of our fundamental experience to create policy? And how do we think that the entry point is still at the root of the
thank you.
Thank you.
are you doing what you're supposed to do at the department? I think that is the critical in the crux of the matter. The major question which they are asking quite a number of members. If I could respond to all the questions which members have raised, honorable saying before the CDC will come in, honorable saying any point of order.
No, Chair, it's not a point of order. I just have a few more questions in the context of the discussion that we had for the first time. I think some of it is probably related with what is not for the end of the month.
So how many of you more?
Four.
Okay, you'll ask.
Thank you, Chair. On slide 27, let me go to 26, but 26. On the funding source and the appointment of the project management firm, the best case under the delivery and the delay, but it is 3.8 million years before the internal to keep up the implementation. I'd like to know what the total budget would be for this, and whether the necessity has been delayed. So I'm not sure the 3.8 million is actually being used to keep up the implementation. But if I could get an idea of what the total budget is, and whether the 3.8 million will be used during this financial year, because the necessary reason failure on the total is making it difficult to secure the required funds, but I don't want about 10. Then on 27, and it relates to the issue you just raised with the past, which I told you. Talk about the analysis of quarterly reports against the strategic plan. And shared meetings where on the executive management of SOP, presenting it forward to be a target, and this will be delayed. Now, my question really is that, according to this information, you did not meet with the SOPs in order to look at the strategic plan against the quarterly report. So that means as we go forward today and tomorrow, that the quarterly report is going to be presented to us by the SOE. That you have not had an input in it. You have not looked at it, you're not sure. So the thing is that the meetings the executive mentioned have not taken place. So that's a big part of what you said about whether the department is doing that oversight work that year. Then on slide 39, right at the bottom there of slide 39, it refers to an intergovernmental committee meeting for order letter. And I'm concerned because there are two meetings were convened. The COR, which I presume are the terms of reference, was adopted. But the next thing is delayed, and the reason is the meetings didn't happen. Who then adopted the terms of reference if members didn't attend and no meeting were out? Because presumably members of that committee that were supposed to meet would have adopted the terms of reference. But it links up with something that the Honourable Celia mentioned earlier about the target and whether the bottom 10 has achieved it or not achieved it. Some of it doesn't resonate, it doesn't gel. Because I still would have seen that it's not the top terms of reference if the meeting didn't take place. Then, on slide 32, the ICDL plane, waiting response from colleges. The service is quite serious, so this is part of the getting jobs, part of getting on youth, educators. And we certainly are waiting a response from colleges. I'm sure there must be something we should take in here that we should not just as that you're playing on the internet. So my question to you about the meeting, what are you doing to speed up the process so that they do identify the students and the experts? And lastly, Chairperson, on slide 35, my apologies, one of my colleagues referred to this restructuring. And it says, improved migration trends implemented, migration to the new country commenced by the CPU. The result is delayed due to employees are being presented by unions to participate in the process. I find this rather strange, Chairperson, because in prior presentations, we were led to believe that the unions were on board. As they were going along with the process, they were consulting with the unions. We now have an implementation process, which has taken 2 years. The union supplementing employees to participate. So I think we need to know what's going on here, because this would be a far-reaching consequence in terms of the general. The unions are not saying, no, our members are not going to participate in the union for the position. Thank you.
said that they, where they have not received, or where they were delayed, they have a sort of system of that to require that. Can it please to say that when they are reporting back, what are they doing about it?
Thank you very much. Group member, program administration, target 34, at this age, today or no program. Program 2 is an international report. 21, achievement 9, delay no progress first. Program 3, ICK doctors and government department. Target was 10. Achieve only 2, delay no progress 8. Program number 4, policy development. Target was 12, achieve 8, delay 4. Infrastructure development, target 14, achievement 3. Delay or no progress 11. NCC target 21, achieve 11, no progress, delay 10. At the summer of the targets and the achievement, I was assigned to a list of KPS members to ask, but as well in terms of the achievement and so on. But probably there will be only more for all the issues. NCC annual report. Let me ask you, can you respond to this? Don't take a whole mind when you, whoever responds to it. Members have asked questions that respond to their questions. I wanted to ask, do you have any examples of KDO? What is the role? What is the role in general condition? I'm not looking at the quite of an income in terms of achievement and people. So it was an internal book. Some of the things were here. Probably the thing that you will tell us more about is the internal book. I'll tell you the problem is that we only know about what has been reported after. We're not there before that too at all. Now, and whatever it was, an internal book is able to pick up the issues and see as they are supposed to do, highlighting challenges and so on, so that we are able to respond instead of dealing with issues. Because you see, some of these things I think it is, that would show that there is something called internal obesity is happening. But you have to respond, you know, it's kind of you are there. I think it is.
when we are listening to the pages of our auditing done, we realize that there are quite a number of issues that it are taking on. And when we inquire, we are told of capacity problems. And if you are talking, define the capacity issues. What can you do? We think that you might have to answer all that for the that you've been given, for the person. Not in terms of the outcome, but in the value of the technology, which is vegetable. So, what we tried is that we could, and then one for the other, that KPMG should come and do that. But they could not put KPMG on the risk themselves, what they wanted from KPMG. We realized why that this is a problem, which we think we should be in that form. On the process that has been already by members, I think the villages are here, most of them. They are the ones that are championing the scholars as well. Members of the performance board, all the villages that are here are members of the performance board. So the three that are raised, two that have raised their hand are members of the performance board, including Asia, I think that are described. So we all have the issues that the Chinese are raising. They will then respond to the members. One member that is here, another will say, we can call it Tali. He will be a test. Very talented. Among those, it is that the moment that personal situation, if I don't like it, you don't hear anything. Okay, you don't hear whether it's a prompt or not a prompt. And that is the one of the members that will hear from the government. But that is an observation.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about targets, performance management, the performance assessment. Because that's what one of the things that the rich is able to. That's why you are asking why.
Yeah.
Well, where are the performance management partners are arriving, given the performance requirements in this way. So it's one of the things, I'm just giving you reflections on the performance board issues that created the convention. I think we have to be honest. This is not the major challenge of the women that is based on the economy. Five and human.
morning, in terms of a summary of or quantifiable summary of some of the targets achieved and not achieved, etc. We do have a solid performance management system that's been implemented and that generates graphs and dashboards and so forth. In terms of the performance data that's in 1 December, with a certain percentage of targets to be achieved, the department is 49%. In terms of targets delayed, it's 41%. Where there's no to minimum progress, it's at 10%. So that's the quantitative summary on that regard. In terms of target period, no to minimum achievement, how are we brought forward? What we are brought forward in the current strategic plan, or should I say the new strategic plan going forward? We're relevant, targets have been rolled over, but that's after a reprioritization exercise. So during this planning phase, we're doing some performance review, and that largely informs the plan going forward as well. So we're relevant, you will see some repetition or partial repetition or rollover of targets where required. In terms of slide 27, where how do we assess ourselves in terms of not all that has been achieved? That was a comment. How do we assess ourselves? Well, as I mentioned, we use an electronic performance management system where the relevant project managers capture their content onto the electronic system. Sorry. It's preloaded with the project targets that need to be achieved. Individuals or relevant project managers capture their scores directly onto the system, and this is each 45 is quantified. So that the system generates a dashboard in terms of whether, given the scoring that we put, whether it is achieved, whether it is partially achieved or no progress, as well as what the system allows for and what is mandatory for the SOD 11 managed to load the required supporting evidence in relation to the achievement or partial achievement. This then is presented as a performance or mandatory performance assessment board, which is chaired by the DG and all relevant DDGs are members, where they present their performance and justify their performance accordingly. And this board not only plays a sort of integrity checking role, but also provides mitigating measures for targets that are threatened and for the relevant DDG to implement. And also the performance boards are presented to auditor general, presented to the audit committee, and relevant evidence is made available to the auditor general as it is required. And the auditor general has also been given during access of the system so that they can go into the electronic performance management system and view evidence and so forth. With regards to the issue of, slide 29, on interbranch meeting, performing two have been achieved, and we do indicate that two have been achieved, and yet the same delay and so forth. I think the logic is that it's a monthly meeting, we should have been meeting at month of October and December. However, we indicate there that two meetings took place, so therefore the third did not take place, and therefore we refer to the delay. So the monthly meeting should be three per quarter following the financial year. I think I'll stop there. I think I'll cover that. This is the CDG that I cover. I do hope that what has happened now, I don't know, I'm not trying to read the commission to not explain the attention to our priority here. And that's one of the points. On slide 29. It's at the bottom that says three interparliamentary meetings coordinated. I think the quality targets are 3, 3, 3, 3. So because it's monthly meetings, per month, so three within a quarter. But we only managed to have meetings for November and December. The October meeting did not take place. The QR as well as often in the subsequent meetings. However, we still take delay because we did not meet the three that was required. We only managed two hours. And that's the one in October could not take place because of non-availability of committee members. That's the target of the issue of the large committee meetings accordingly. So that's the bottom of the page of slide 29.
Okay. who would look at the issue of form, not whether they decide that or not, how can we like project the school policy for the
instances, they are shortage, and therefore we have to relook into that.
process, and I'm not going to take a time to remember that day, because this is an elective process, where decisions are taken at the community on the budgetary allocation. So at the time, it's just a question of the nature of the interaction in the state that can control around the budget. And then some of the types of concerns are that they are not in budget allocated resources, but we are still really looking for that. Today, going forward, we want to ask, but to make sure that the money is only given to the priority, and that priority area would then be dealt with in the future.
Thank you.
We'll then go to the general concern that the other members can raise. But we start with another member about the issue on the LGBT issues, gender, youth, disability, and then the children's poverty. We already continue with the program that is in the trust grant. It's not the problem that the report is made. So our main focus is trying to raise and mention all these issues to our main program, and we're trying to attract the employees to do like what. The development has been targeted to mainstream the program. So we're trying to do from the little facility office to ask them where we can improve the shelter entities. We include quite a lot of property. Just to add that some of these challenges that we have discussed, the entities want the need of higher education. So even if we find them open with the principles of those entities, and the government becomes quiet and stabilized on their ADA. So we try to work with them, agree on the process, then they will then later be implemented and not do what has been done. So we then have to refer to them as a very proposed URD to write out the level of the teachers of a higher education and the provincial entity of education so that we're able to force them to move ahead and organize the MOUs that they're trying. But otherwise, in other policies, the policy level depends on each of the entities, whether it's the future, the power, or the entities, and the power run in a wider way for them, but they're not alive at all. So, some of them will be confused about that. But then, the rest of the investment job, actually, for this, I don't have any more time to get them more time. So, in terms of the life, a problem for us, we don't call them for them to be like, we'll then go to the area that Honorable Pian raised about the achievement, which I think is without matter for me, tried to answer. And the issue of our managing entities and the issue of the government is
I think on slide number 27, Honorable Keegan is a question to say, why are we indicating that we have achieved the monetary adherence to good corporate governance practices by outlining that the Minister of Food Kingdom? I'm not indicating that this target talks to a specific area we should have to deal with, given the fact that the entity has to keep up with the development, not especially around the compliance. And it was therefore necessary that a scorecard be developed to ensure that the issues of compliance within the state community were friendly. However, this is just one component of the overall activities that are performed to do the oversight, which to a large degree is around corporate governance. So, we essentially hear the policy on this specific deliverable, but without necessarily indicating that the numbers are not critical or key. So for example, there's a broader amount that we do to make sure that the adherence of corporate governance is monitored within the SOP. It's all sorts of things, right from the shareholder compact to the topic where we check if the entities are complying with the
exercises are conducted in the SOB. For example, just recently we conducted an exercise where we checked the levels of compliance in the SOB. So that whole basket of measures bothers us. I mean, it talks to the type of corporate governance, especially this one, but specifically ensuring that the entities are in line with the interest.
Can you also link with the question, for example, we can't about the shareholders, how many people are there, what they think that we are just waiting for more than
The oversight branch has been created. The DDG position has not yet been filled. However, the process is almost at an advanced stage, because that is the filler process. The process is almost at the interview stage where the minister has to come to the panel to interview the candidate who has applied the job. Currently in the branch, there is a launching director, there is a two directors, one deputy director, and one senior admin officer. So that is the current capacity that is sitting in the branch. The role of the officials in the branch is to coordinate the activities at the entity level from the planning cycle that we do, from a point where entities to start plan, alignment of strategic planning of SOE, plans of SOE to the department, submission of the government documents as shareholder compact, and making sure that on a quarterly basis, the performance of the entity is monitored. And this is done through both analysis of quarterly reports, feedback then given to the entity in writing, to the chairperson and the CEO. There are other meetings that are conducted with the entity on a regular basis. There are then side meetings that happen in between. For example, we find that in the course there will be various committees that address specific issues. The issues range from, for example, compliance, they range from development of action plans to deal with the OSHA general quiz. All those activities are called the central service union. And I think linked to the question that the Honourable Stein raised here on around the analysis of quarterly reports, which I have touched on as well. I think the Honourable members of the committee would also appreciate that the nature of the oversight function tends to be a bit complex in the sense that the effectiveness of the unit depends on the level of support and cooperation by the entity. There are instances, for example, when I was saying after the question to say why the unit is made on the analysis of cultural reports. Now, if a cultural report, for example, is not been submitted and letters have been sent, telephone calls have been made by the shareholder unit, by the minister, by the TG, and everybody else, and there's no response, it then drives the work of that unit. I think that's the nature of the oversight. So the ability to make sure that this work is complete, it depends on how the parties come to the picture. I must indicate that not all the entities are falling behind. Some of the entities are on time. Some of the entities, whatever they're doing, they don't do themselves. They tend not to cooperate. And I must indicate on our channel, I will remember that. This lack of cooperation is not taken lightly. Where entities are not cooperating, it even goes up to the level of the ministerial intervention to make sure that there is cooperation from the entity. So essentially, this unit, in terms of the turnaround time and given the amount of work, the turnaround time is quite fast. In other words, Honourable Chair, if there are problems within the entity, this unit is able to identify and indicate that there is a problem at Entity Act or Entity 1 and escalate the problem. But if the other party or the other side is not addressing the problem, that's where the issue comes. And then there's a family test and the balance, some of the issues are raised in the other family team to ensure that the chair person as well as the CEO work on the issues. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not as well as one matter would affect the equation. So that's all I think why it's very interesting. Because you see, as I was saying previously, there are those who have made it a point that they don't comply. They said, you know, you know, you are putting a challenge to us. Who are those complying, those complying papers?
I think it's important to know rather, because clearly it's quite a senior contingent that if you look at the positions of the people in the group that are supposed to be their monitoring. But Jefferson then I want to say that the department not also believes that the relationship between the department and the entity are probably not what it should be, because they are saying to you, how can we, who are partially seeing, follow the mind? If you cannot do your own strategic planning, directing your funds, you only need half your targets yourself, etc., how can you guide us through the process? Is there not also a problem in relation to those entities regarding the department as the appropriate lead department in this process?
You are saying there are those who are in each one who continue asking what has yet. The call of the unit, the call of yourself, the call of the minute. In terms of partition of the human to the other children to the fire, who are them? They are all of them that come before us. What is happening? That's what I want to know. Who are these sensitive people continuing not to ask yet? What you want to say? I heard the point of Honorable Bukida that we were all in the past world and not so exciting. Who has been explained?
Thank you, Chef. I think in terms of the level of compliance, you have a bit of a mixed picture. Where some of the entities, in some instances, there won't be a delay that we have. But not in fact that it's a continuous thing, but you know that the one true entity, to be specific, on our chair, the SABC, you are requesting to from the SABC again, and it's not affecting because it then delays other, for example, if a business submits the whole basket of financial support to the minister, there's always one entity that is outstanding which delays the other. But I am pretty sure that other things, the question of perhaps making on one end or the other, and then the next time they are able to comply. I think by and large, the level of compliance is in the level of the it's not necessarily 100%. They are the same, but there is that one way to know for sure that for you to even ask for a parliamentary question, you are told that it's still going to be verified by the lawyer, someone who is at home. And we then take the ability of the minister to respond to Parliament. Thank you.
Thank you. If I could just add on, one of the number of indications that I said,
yeah, most of the questions that I've done on the time were made with the other side by the and party and the media of the government for the rich, but not other. Taken up
country that regulation imposes the amount which needs to be paid to any person or any member of the committee or a panel or a council. So we follow that regulation strictly. It is reviewed by National Trade Data from time to time. SAPC, we did not receive a nomination from SAPC. The minister did raise a concern about this, that it would have been put to actually get a senior member from SAPC. We did get a junior nomination from CASA, for instance, but the minister has officially returned to the CASA to invite them to join. And so if the role that the DOC staff plays in the support of the parliament, we have established a support, a permanent support committee of the department, composed of various skills and senior management members in the department. You will realize that most of these members of the state have full-time jobs. So most of the research work that informs what it is that they have to consider when they meet at the level of the panel or at the level of the committee is actually done by the senior management staff of the DOC. I could give you an example for them. On the target that they have set to release what they call a framing document, which is going to look at the overhaul of the current objectives that would have happened in the current white paper legislation. The department is there to develop that kind of a document and send it to various committees of the panel members to look into. And therefore the department then is a key player or a driver in ensuring that the panel actually does work efficiently. And we do have, for instance, members indicating that their time, because they have other solution jobs, they are able to execute in terms of the time frame that has been referred. So, MTN, for instance, there is a gentleman in the panel who is referred to Mohamed Mann, who is a consultant of MTN. I do take note of the point that MTN doesn't start up to that is actually correct. MTN did make a call to say they would like to be represented, and we encourage them to make a presentation to the minister to regard to that. And in that same token, they would also clarify whether Mr. Mann does represent them. Although I must indicate, Honorable Chairman, that the panel itself, members are appointed on their own individual capacity. However, on the skill set required, you do find that broader representation of entities is also, an important factor to consider. So I do take note of that point. I would not necessarily support the view that the department has actually outsourced the work, particularly this policy work. I would say that as we are, encouraged by our own laws in the country, that a participatory policy-making process is actually a good process. And what we are seeking to have here from the member panel is that they will consider all broader views as they come from representations of society, and ensure that they make best recommendations, policy recommendations as well in the formulation of policy. At the end, the department, especially when going through the white paper process, the department has to actually consider all of those choices. So we are expecting that where the panel itself could not agree on policy options for a specific matter, the department will actually have to make such kind of choices and decisions as it were. I would have answered that in that. I think the observation on the membership, we do expect that, for instance, SADC long, preferably at the Netherlands, a member of the Caribbean and things like that. And that caused a problem if all the other competitors of the SABC are in the panel. And the SABC, which is a big organization in terms of presenting the broadcasting sector, it is upset. It is quite, to actually. I could go then to slide number 8 on the readiness around. Set up if the court case was not actually set. I think all of remember we were invited here in November, December of last year, and the court did make specific recommendations for us, the department, on areas where we have found to be weak. For instance, the way areas where we found weak on the coordination growth as a department. Although we do have regular readiness meetings, chat, for instance, the private department with the entities, we also have meetings with the manufacturers themselves, but there are areas where we actually ready. For instance, SABO was ready with its electronic system on the disbursement of the water system. The qualifying criteria was already consulted with the members of the public. The broadcasters themselves were almost indicating themselves here in November that they were ready to actually go on their own. The thing is, it does have a few challenges in terms of finding content for new channels, but they are ready to not eliminate the current existing channel that they have. Of course, the court case did put a bit of a delay, as it were, and we were encouraged to even go out and negotiate on the issues, and at this point in time, we have not been able to even conclude on the issue at hand regarding the whole issue in power. Despite progress that has been made, we have seen progress on SAP side and ETV side, together with Centec on resolving the issues that are there, but they don't amount to us saying to you or to the chair that this issue is now actually settled. So, that makes it a very tall honorable chair, and the whole issue of set-top box is the critical factor in the delivery of the project, actually. Not understanding issues of public education and awareness, which can be wrapped up when funding is actually obtained here. But the whole issue of manufacturing is a critical factor, and it is a significant milestone that we hope people can achieve that we will be able to make headway on this issue. I think I can just make a quick response on the whole issue of cost communication. That when you convened us here again in December on the issue of cost to communicate, you did make an observation that there was a close collaboration between us and the council. The problem of action that the government is implementing actually relies heavily on the council executing its regulatory functions. The current study that we're dealing with, which the department has able to fund on behalf of the council, is an indication that the department cannot play a negotiating function. And so we have been able to engage with that to understand, okay, CASA is going to fund it for this project, it is urgent for the council to do it, so that you can go into your regulatory function mode, then that helps you with the funding, that helps you with the whole procurement process, such that you can be able to move on. There is also a project that led to us having data that we can share with CASA. And in terms of the law, CASA is enjoined to keep data. But it was the starting time. The data we have requested from entities, all the private sector will not be able to give to us. So we'll be able to share that database with CASA to monitor think when the implications of the MKR, which they've been able to put together a presentation on, such that we're able to monitor the impact of that. And there are a number of issues being discussed there, with the CAF, what the implications of the MKR on small operators like Kelsey. So it is a project that we are looking at in the department, and we are implementing joint with the CAF. We have a joint testing between the department and CAF, that is also meeting regularly on the whole issue of cost to communicate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Within a short period of time to come to 7%, how did it be?
for the year 2012-2013 was 70%. But the actual achievement in the first 6 months of 2012-2013, ending in September, was 0%. So that was only done to instance that we said it's published in October. Then in the national budget that was published in February, for our communication book, it was said that the percentage of broadband penetration for the year 2012-2013 was 17%. So obviously the year was a couple of days run. But they have, the budget report says that 10% has been, or we'd like to assume they expect it to be achieved for the next couple of days. So what I was wondering is why it was 0 6 months ago, and it's now certainly expected to be 10%. So that's why we in a week.
That's fine. I think the figure was based on the assumption that would have improvement in the initiative plan, which would obviously contribute to the figure moving the way it was indicated. But again, based on our plan, the plan is said to us, it is very difficult to have a broad aggregate field of broadband spectrum. It has been broken up into things. So going forward, it will be very difficult to have a broadband field of 3%. Hence, we have a budget of measures at the present moment. But in short, I mean, I don't think those figures will be achieved.
If I understand you correctly, are you saying that the figure of 7% broadband penetration is incorrect? That it does not exist?
I'm not saying it is incorrect, but I'm saying
you're saying it is incorrect.
I mean, like that, I'm not thinking. I think we're not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be
I'm just commenting clarity on whether we should trust the figures that are published in the instance of expenditure, because they're saying that these are targets that we achieve or not meet. And they're saying that in the end of the year 2012-2013, there would be 10% broadband penetration around the country. So A, I want to know how many A was that possible to go north to 10% in 6 months. And how is it being measured? What exactly is being measured and how is it being measured? Because one doesn't know what it means. I was just wondering if, any of the information that you're voting on is actually accurate and reliable.
That's correct. Or anyone who can help or who wants to respond to
that. I mean, if you're a winner, well, it's basically, I think, the one that you want to be in. That's the one
that you want to be in. Well, what does that mean? If you say anyone who has done this work in time and all, you got a report from the last trader, a very respected institution in the country saying that
look at the growth rate, this is much faster than it was in the previous year. And this is definitely the product of this topic. So I just thought that was just the overall thing.
According to the Institute of Expenditure, there was no broadband penetration in 2009-2010. There was 2% in 2010-2011, and there was nothing done in 2011-2012. So, who do we believe? Because it's obviously inaccurate. So we need actually have a thorough discussion on what is out there, what's being measured, and how it is. Because these are obviously wanting to be reliable.
Thank you, Honorable Chen. Honorable President, since the infrastructure has won the last call, you have the follow-up question.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chen. I think I have three follow-up questions to you on the response to the question. Number one, if you bring back to the 1,000 diversity school committee, I don't want to check the department, but what does this committee to mean? Does this mean that Vanessa does bear the corner, not going to suffer from that? Because if that is the case, it doesn't change the life of the students. It means nothing to them, especially in local schools. I think there's a reason for those schools to because those sort of apologies they cannot afford. So what is the use of putting here the particular point and not giving them the resources to retire? We have been mentioned that there is other instances in the community. Why can't we involve education department so that if we are taking this school to school, we just not connect with these computers again? Because that's my wife and teacher. To me, it's not the education, but just a waste of money. That money that we need for something to better the life of the students. On the issue of this, I'll be speaking with you, Tanya. I'm not the one who pulled this question, I think it's a lot of what we can do, but from my side, even after our report, I'm not sure what I want to do. Because now after we meet, what is the written? Because I think when you say you live to panel, there will be a written criteria somewhere. That in this panel, this is what we need, and the terms of the current therefore. That this is their terms of reference, this is their criteria. You were saying, these people are nominated as individuals. Even though a broader representation of the institution, I don't know what it was, individuals or broader representation, what is the reference criteria? What are the things on this one? The other thing is on the MOU. On the MOU, when you're responding, you refer to some departments, but mine is to be your concern, in particular from the level of the local municipality. That only going to development to men are born fully. Is there any relation by signing MOUs with municipality for the rural development department? My idea is that if there's no relation between those municipalities and the rural development, there might be duplications and never found. Where some cost may be said to do something, obviously if you're not ready to each other, there will be more contradictions. And then, again on that, I think it was very interesting. There was something about Falcon, they've been waiting with incorrect people, I just want to tell for this incorrect people. So I think it was last week. Performed by the city, we are referring to incorrect people. Last weekend, it's just a concern. When I was with my daughter, I knew I was confused and late, but I think I felt the same thing from other members. Do you really have any imagination? You want to go there. Is there anything going on? Because to me, something is not right there. Maybe you need assistance. And on the fundraising today, that's a bit too much of a success, especially by the executive. Maybe next time when we meet with the minister must explain. Because, like you were saying, in the presentation, there's a lot of delays, concerns, but partly the minister or the executive, the delay
away, some of the projects are still on hold because of this approval. So, I mean, I really don't know. Maybe the minister will be the relevant person to respond over this one. Maybe next time when she can put together for the committee, she must respond on this date from the community side. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much. There was another question with regards to both on CBT and what understand you are. Initially, when we conceptualize the project, the understanding is that we're going to network infrastructure and connect that one. And education will then take responsibility for the rest of the infrastructure in the country. But we then change that to provide a total solution. That is, you will have your internet connection, including your access infrastructure, that is, your computer, including a 10-year internet, a 2-year internet access. After 2 years, then the Department of Education will take responsibility to going forward. Now, this is what we've been sending around. So we currently wait for additional consultants so that we can put the internet, the computer,
so this means that in this 1,750 codes, just connectivity.
No, if you include computer and connectivity and 2 years of internet access. After the Department of Communication. Basically, the person must assume responsibility for paying for the internet access.
Probably the issue is, are all these schools which are placed to connect here, it will include the expert equipment. The reason is, we know schools where the home connecting points are computer. Probably, if your answer is yes, can you trust the resource for the school? We know schools. But then on the connecting point without computer. So that's the question the member of has been asking.
Who did you say was connected here? All of the next computers and so on.
If the answer is yes, probably should help us to give us a list of those who which will say or claim to be connected. We will say because we do what we have. We could have got one point, but computers. So we need to be clear on that. How do you put the connectivity for computers and everything? How many of those only the connecting points, they are not computers? If you say all of them, they are connected, it's fine, you have a list. We ourselves, we know them, we tell you that what this one. This one is the only connecting point, only the no computer, yes. Because no, we'll be going oversight, we'll be going oversight to look into these things and so on. So the other answer the member is looking for. You must help us.
You said 54% connected outstanding was the 600 schools are outstanding. We are assuming that the majority of those in the school which are in the place are connected with the entire equipment and the 2 years and so on. So probably to serve and if you can give us a list of those schools are connected. The entire school is connected at 1,000 plus. And where are they? Well, I will tell you outright. If you can see this now, okay, this one is one because there is no computer on the connecting point. So they are there. We're there. We call connecting points without computer. Now we are saying the auto computer. Now the issue is who's telling the reality or the truth in terms of the connecting your school. Remember, I don't know about the life of young people here. We need to have a computer depending on this impact. We can't lay around these things. So give us a list. Then we'll take it from there. And you must remember the name today. When they did come and we discover that some of the schools are not connected because no computer will follow the same process we did to teach. That's what I want to do. We're not going to access anything. So you should be showing your information. Probably just pray for tea and for 10 minutes and come back to tell us the real information about the policy. But what I'm telling you today, realize that the Department of Education is not coming to the country as far as putting your computers in place. We then initiated the process today. We cannot just put a point, a collection point, in a classroom. We need to provide the total. This method was taken up by the deputy minister, engaging the deputy minister, operating the education and pressure. And the process began to get resolved so that we can do a total. As a result of our intervention, we have done one or two end of school where we actually provided the total. But this is not part of the tender program. As our technical person said, we are engaging the trade of the group, and these are resources so that we can provide a total solution.
How many schools are connected with the phone? How many schools with the computer? We still need that separation. Out of the 1,560, half of that, how many have got their point connectivity, and half of those, and how many have got their school point? I'm already like what I know when we are like, and the school started. With my eyes closed, I can tell you in the provinces where the school are, with their points and the other things. So if I'm not going to learn for this to break it down. How many points, how many is there computer?
I'm so not happy that only the DLC, the Department of Communication, who appoint in that school, the Department of Communication cannot fall for it, I think of that. The DLC, they cannot do what the Department of Communication can do. You as communication, you put in the line, you mentioned that the connectivity, so I'd like to know, do you as DLC work for the child, for example, or take it, for example, read into the standard or something, so that make sure that they get the full services, make sure that they are connected with me. DLC is not under your monitoring, so I understand your point, it just doesn't make sense to me. You have interviews that they can make sure that the connectivity happens.
Acting decision.
Department of Basic Education as to what is actually happening to connect schools to the internet, and what is being done to train teachers to actually make sure that they've got the right equipment. It's not just dumping computers in there, no one knows how to use them. And to me, we need to take a holistic approach on this, and I don't think it should be the responsibility of any one department. This is a national issue. It involves two departments and one public company, and perhaps other people can join in as well. Actually, to say, this is the problem of connected schools. What are we doing? Who's doing what? And what is this coming about? I don't think it's something that we alone should be, one department alone should be doing.
I think just putting up on the discussion, the issue of connect, the issue of infrastructure, the issue of computer being there, but I think this must be isolated, the finding the maintenance of those computers. You know, as we went around, we've seen some of the computers that are the 15 in the school and we are told out of 15 only school hours. So there's no need having equipment there as if it is a demonstration of something, because if they are not something, and what will help is for the department to explain what type of a contract do they have with the buying computers. Because of the contract you need to have to say to buy the computers, they have a contract where they are serviced regularly, but also where they are upgraded. As we know, the technology moves on very fast. And if you buy this year, by the end of this year, your software is outdated and computers might be out. So you need the type of company that we consider like the GPS Palace. Every year, our cellular phone computer gets upgraded because that is the way to go. But just to get the thing and sit in the room and think you are done, you're going to sit with things that are on something. So, what is the explain connectivity of infrastructure, equipment that are held for possible, they also need to explain the arrangement of quality to get those equipment working continuously. Especially because we are teaching students, anybody who's teaching things for a dead time, things get damaged, things get malfunctioning, and it is somebody who regularly thinks that this has come and correct. From that, he has a maintenance, but in this month, I said, it's a little bit of a challenge. What contract do you have for that?
Thank you. I'm sure that we will come up with a good point. So I'll be very pleased with that. I think also for a corner good machine, it's very good about that. Look, remember, my second is my paper, can say myself. It has a complete man, not because of the OT. It has that the OT is a man. Remember that the co-parents are even in the subject of the education of that school. You see, when you deal with this issue in time, because in the subject of the education and the regulations for that school, and one are coming for us. You got this one out of the 350 schools, then you might help on the OT. You have that also for next. We are high by that, good and hard actually, but for now, what a lot of process is taken with some time, uncoordinated, and there is no sense. That's a problem. And I wish we probably need to engage it, because that's a process which we got to make. You need more parameters, your product from the phone, that can be with that upgrade, because they're going to get a very complicated connect school, but they can't connect for no one coming to the fastest way with connect. Now I want to fast track the pickup money, whether it was private company money. But there's no need, I think, to coordinate them to do that. We want to plan the pickup. But we are saying we are not going to that matter. So if they keep on saying, problems to go with our corner of the team, say, if they keep on getting the OC, it has to have the operator, everyone to involve in using the father, he wants to. And then here we are with the candidate of school quality. But everyone is doing it, but it's not worth it. In Kalaman, some of the facts here, the obligation is given to the operator to connect some of the goods to have some people that. But also we have a lot of uncoordinated activities around the connectivity of food, and no one seems to be at the same time. So obviously the question member is that why do you want to connect food and where you are trying to win or have a part of it? It's not a lot of people to coordinate and oversee the implementation of that of the other. So there's a lot of questions which need to be answered. But I think it's a broader issue about what happened. We might be talking specifically to 1,350 schools, but the reality is that the countries we are in terms of how to coordinate the connectivity of those schools. Probably if it were coordinated by what we are calling 90% of the schools. And that's the way we are handling it. And probably the broader issue to set the view of one of the how do you bring on the stakeholders on? Same thing now, I don't want to connect food, but which one am I connect where? Who needs to use the connectivity? Where must I connect the food? Because the only thing is that if I can come and the other things, otherwise the government, the one who connects has no guidance, either a regulator or anyone in that particular. So I think it's more probably if we will recall with the legislation by 100%. And all the parties involved in one room and explain what are we doing and then align everything. And then one could be able to account over asking of all the projects and then we can do much better, I suppose, in terms of that. SPDG, before I go to another one, anything before I go to the
yes, so thank you, Chair. This is the DG. Yeah, that is an environment for us to be called to coordinate by the global community. So I think it has something to really prioritize the fact that you don't more for the time. I think that's one of the questions.
Thank you,
it's within the department, where do we locate this document?
29 of the original performance assessment report. But now, given the state of code, with the department not having at least one of the studies, what is this called? In relation to that, in certain cases, the agency can tell about the name of the person, and the name of the agency is the name of the agency. Can you go and say it's like it is on the transfer and subsidy? I'm subject to question number one. This transfer and subsidy does include the transfer to equity or to the money that's coming from you from the Nepal company. Because CBD includes this transfer to equity. On the other hand, SOEs are struggling, but they are still exceeded. That is problematic on my part. When you go to the exchange site now, you think there is no part. I'll keep this on the side there. Nothing is the same. For community radio station, nothing is the same. Program production, nothing is the same. Part of all this, these are directed to delivery items to the department. And nothing is the same. What is this? What is this on the same?
I think one of the multifunctional open or aspects is the DNA to respond on it with the chief director and content to what we met by international and other areas than I think the DG point to respond to it. Thank you, Madam Chair, and Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, on the organizational performance assessment board, we didn't give correct that the board is in place to look at the overall performance of the organization and make recommendations in terms of, for example, the areas where the new achievements would have not been accorded.
This agreement, I don't want to come up to, but can you tell me, what is the role of this assessment board and the international body? Not for me, where do you draw the line? Where does the international body start at the end? What areas exactly do you focus on the assessment board focus at? What area internal body focuses at? What is the relationship, the link between the two? What do you expect? Of course, you are probably across the line that the organizational assessment board is such a cost to the ECO target at all. And other witnesses, what is not going to be human? That's why it's not going to be a department that comes. They do that as well. Now, what becomes different that explains to us where we can be able to follow proper. What is the difference in terms of cost of the organizational assessment board and the internal board? Whether the other one started, the other one is between the two. Because I'm confused. What is the role of the assessment board?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, for the question. The internal board, Honorable Chair, whether the basis of a plan, which is of course developed in advance and presented to the audit committee, on the area that would be audited. Normally those areas would be, for example, around performance information, events, resources, and various other aspects of the organization. I think the acting CG did mention
internal audit is unable to round off all the key criteria, if the management is not in a position to be advised from an external perspective, because internal audit by its nature, it's really there to assist management to identify areas that are problematic. So the audit committee has addressed that matter going forward. Now, the organizational performance assessment board, it looks into the quarterly report. In other words, after each and every quarter, there is a sitting where the manager are invited to come and explain why they have not achieved those targets that they said they would achieve. I must indicate our function that the picture that the members have seen, most especially in terms of some of the areas that are great and not achieved, without necessarily growing solo put in place, the problem emanates from the overall makeup of the strategy, which has several many things to achieve, which is something that the current strategy has moved miles away from. Today, we are not going to put 200 things and then get to the energy when it comes to reporting. So those are some of the internal weaknesses that have been identified, and I'm just sure that in the recent strategy planning session, those challenges were tackled head on to say that only those that will be achieved will be put in the strategic planning. So essentially, this going forward, the organizational performance assessment board would have fewer manageable targets that can then be reported on.
Just to add that, one of the reasons we have never been unable to instill the significance on the national government, which is one of the things that we should focus on implementing the regular statement, that because if we don't keep it internal, we will then be unable to retain the members to deal with the rest of it separately. So internally, after all, the very president level, we will send them out to deliver. That they will do so, which will take that systematic process and measure so that we improve our performance and continue to develop quite as it becomes a need that we teach for the validation and recruitment. The model of those that are going to grow the to have more to cover for others that are not there.
I think I'll deal with this ICT policy review question. As I said, in July, 20 July of 2012, we made a public call for nominations for members to nominate for the ICT panel. After that, as I said, we set up a committee in the department. Involving DDGs and various aspects in the policy branch to shortlist members who would be eligible for consideration by the minister. According to that, Honorable Chairperson, the criteria which the committee deliberated and considered on based on the terms of reference which were actually published prepared the call for nomination. So the terms of reference we have time to put out on the same level of analogy, and in terms of reference are actually there and have been said, we can make them available to the committee. The set of skills which were considered, we looked at economics, policy experience, broadcasting, personal experience, we looked at engineers, spectrum engineers, we also looked at business development. We also have skills, legal skills, as it were, on our question. So that would, in fact, have informed the recommendation made, and that criteria, on our can also be made available. At the end, on our the sign-off of this ministerial panel was the responsibility of the Honorable Minister. The reasons for the appointment of the ICT policy review expert, Honorable Chair. In the department, a decision was want to actually now set new laws, you need empirical evidence which shows how performance has been. Look at Canada, we looked at Egypt, and we were convinced, Honorable Chair, that it would be subjective for the panel to make assessment on whether a specific area was well performed or not. Even a specific sector, a subsector of the ICT market was literally performing well or not, or a policy option has been properly achieved or not. So we then recommended to the executive committee that we need a stand-alone review report, which will tell everybody in the country how it was fed in the implementation of the policies adopted as early as 1996, 1998, and the system that we have currently. So the term I read here, and this is related to what the panel has to look at, is in relation to responding to that specific mandate of the project. It was also a recommendation of the ICT Policy Commission, which was held in April, which found that although the colloquium has given the department policy issues, you need to have a systematic way of assessing performance to date in all of the policy areas. So, this particular tender has not been awarded our expert on tourism. We have approached the whole process of appointment of the service provider on all four sectors, which is the broadcasting sector, the postal sector, e-commerce, IT, as well as the telecom. And in the submissions received by the department, it was clear that we do not have an entity that can look at all of the sub-sectors across the board to be able to give the department a good report. What we agreed now, we have then gone back to look at service providers who can actually look at each sector of the market. Because over time, I think we do have entities locally who can actually give us, in postal, in broadcasting, etc., such that they can be able to zoom in on that. And the process to appoint service providers here is actually progressing. The separation of functions of the department and those of the panel are very clear as well. The panel is expected to make recommendations on policy options, specifically on policy objectives, on all the processes. It is also expected to recommend the department the best approach in looking at an integrated model for coming up with ICT policy as it is expected. This is informed by the fact that these markets are actually converging. And the policy outlook that we are expecting is actually supposed to follow on the technology advancement that we are seeing. And that is the largest input. There are, for instance, views around the system's approach on how to get policy development. But there are other factors like cost and wherein integration in terms of the business model might be different. At the end of it, all of them should be looking at how to best deliver service using integrated infrastructure, for instance, at a certain point. The department has the responsibility to understand and inform the panel exactly what is the global practice for some of the issues we are discussing. So there's a going for the function of policy analysis that the department has to play. Secretariat's role is also played by the department in terms of the devices by the panel. Policy recommendations, whatever we just said, would also be played by the department because the service provider, when they say would go to be appointed here, would be all the time spent where they deliver a review report on each sector. So the department has to, at the end, just like they have seen with the digital migration working group, which was appointed by the late Honorable Minister, the department took that report and had to undertake and make policy choices on how to move forward. It would be difficult to separate
how the department has been in terms of this policy analysis and policy advisory for the panel to consider what is happening in terms of a policy proposal if they are not part and parcel of that. So we are seeing this support role being an important policy function that the department has to take, because at the end of it all, the department has to try to produce the white paper. So, Honourable Chair, that's how I would respond to that. And on the budget line, Honourable Chair, I will not necessarily have the financial report here with me to kind of find out where that amount is. And I may as well ask, Honourable Chair, that the budget for meetings and the budget for professional services, as it is called, is actually lumped into that. So we do expect that the next financial year, in fact, these service providers and funding will actually come from that particular budget. Thank you very much. I think there was also a question from Honourable Chair around the report on the jobs. I think outlined here, Honourable Chair, the difficulties we have about quantifying across the sector in terms of job creation. The report that we have would have been responded to by our own entities. We do get information from Vodacom, from MTN, and from LADC, and MultiChoice. But we are acknowledging that this report is not giving the total picture of the jobs created, because we do not have sufficient funds and capacity to can, collect data on the jobs that are created in the sector. And I did acknowledge Honourable Chair that often, and this is what South Africa does, is to conduct job surveys on a regular basis. They are actually very expensive because you have to time the questions very well, you have to also time at which point was the person appointed, what kind of a job is this, is it an indirect job or is it, so all of these questions are very, very difficult for us. And we don't have really enough capacity to monitor job creation and spend in the department. But we do have a report that we are instead of this program, which we can also make available. And this is a report which we submitted to the cabinet of the host when we were quite
think the issues on which people in 2024, I think that were member of the commission, but also researchers. That is one point we did very well, on another point, not also doing very well. And I don't want to see that the issue to bring them, the issues that are important for us to explain ourselves on these two, but problem population, so that I don't have to be my own commentary.
Well, thank you very much, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. The areas where it's reflected in the report, where there has been lack of progress, it could be explained perhaps in two simple reasons. And the first one is basically that we were dealing with bilateral issues. And then the trilateral issues like this one, it's quite different to dealing with multilateral issues. These meetings have not been set, as we know that ECHO, Department of International Business Cooperation, is the one that coordinates the entire international business environment, is the one that directs in the annual program of both trilateral meetings. If they change because of certain imperatives, if they are not organized for certain reasons. We have several examples, influences of that and that. And if you cannot have meetings that have been set in order to, you know, make sure that the progress on certain programs, there's no way you can be able to achieve what you set out to achieve. And some of the reasons are basically because of external pressure or external influence. On the other point, it takes quite a while to establish firm relationships with counterpart countries. So that has to be taken into account. The other problem is a well-known problem by the honorable member, the lack of capacity. But I think it's still very difficult to establish with them in certain cases. It has not enjoyed the capacity of the ASA in this crisis. I as the chief director of Council for Bilateral Affairs, I'm for bilateral relations and there is full pressure responsibility on IFA and on BRICS. And to a large extent, I've been working alone. It has been difficult to find and get all the projects for you in the last year. So yes, for instance. So those that depend on the problem why you have a lot of items in delay here. And that has not exactly indicated that the email has not been functioning. The email has been functioning, there are processes in certain instances. But on areas that have been indicated here,
all their way to get time. And come and tell us about 8 hours for them. But we are always here. And we are multiplied by all of you together. I still don't understand the type of thing. Why people are complaining about 8 hours for them getting time? But we are together in touching and we fly together. Now they come to tell us the age and everything else will take up. So someone has responded to the other problem. Because we are all here. It should be a matter we are able to do it. That's not what you are saying. And we are complaining against the other here. This is the fly.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I will perhaps before looking to HR issues, I will address one or two issues that were raised by one of the family on the conversion process, I think it's on slide number 38. That indicates, all of the members, the 1.2 that is reflected on the slide today is indeed a part of what goes to entities and the rest is what then gets used in the family. As the owner of the members noticed that the overall budget for 2013 is actually 1.655 billion. So the, I think the next slide number 43 then deals with the breakdown of what was actually transferred to the entity. I must indicate that the owner of members that the transfer to the entity are done in line with program schedule that, for example, the entity will require money at a specific point. And the SSA contract, we have not received a request to do the community radio transfer as well as program production, but those two transfers have since been effected. The only transfer that has not been effected is a 3.8 for NEPAD. This was based or informed by a decision taken by the leadership of the department that the value that was initially derived from NEPAD is not really there any longer, and therefore it does not make sense to keep on that transferring the money even though the deliverables are not quite clear. And therefore the decision was taken that the money has been redirected to programs that require funding agency. So that is the only one that is that was not corrected. On human resources, I think all of them have raised an issue on why do we have human resources control? In other words, why is the department not filling the positions? And this is something that has been said, there has been a commitment to the portfolio committee almost 3 years back. I must indicate, all of the members, that the first reason really for delaying the funeral vacancy was that there was a process that was looking at the organizational review process, which of course resulted in the new structure, which had to be consulted with all the parties, DPSA, National Treasury, and so on. We have moved out of that process, the structure was approved, everything else was done. The next process was to effect the migration and in fact the beginning of position. The difficulty around filling of the position, and which is something that the chair has touched on, was really around decision-making. And once again, without really putting any blame, where decisions are not made, obviously there won't be a problem. And I must indicate, Chair, that it is a weakness that we are all aware of as the leadership of the department, and we have been aware of, and we have taken a decision to make sure that we need to move.
Can you understand what does that support to me or what does it mean? So that we are on board.
plans to change. We had a situation where the directors have a lot of departments wanting to decide in every community, which makes it difficult. And unfortunately, once again, without really saying that sort of don't, it becomes difficult to even see the opportunity to work, depending on the availability of the health availability as well as the availability of the other officials. That weakness has been identified and has been seen now. From January 21, interviews have been held, 11 positions have been offered as we speak, and that process is telling the highest position. In fact, I must indicate that there is a significant amount of progress. I must also indicate, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, that the decision, the decision to fill in positions lies squarely with the leadership. That's why we then took that decision today. We cannot go to the committee and start complaining that there's no capacity here or there's no capacity there. Meanwhile, we are the ones supposed to be sitting and interviewing people, the ones supposed to be making sure that those positions are filled. And I think, given the rate at which we are moving, Honorable Chair, I am quite comfortable that we are not going to come back to the committee and start looking at all the capacity complaints within the department. Thank as well as problem production, the bulk of the money has been transferred I think on the issue of the why the unions prevented the process, I must indicate honorable members and honorable chair that we come from history where there hasn't been really a relationship between the unions and the leadership of the department. I think this touches on the previous point that I've made, that if I happen to be leading a department and I'm practicing the science, we take our compass and truth in the learning that we should in our compass, obviously you know for the board. We have gone past that and we like a stage where the unions are on board, the migration process is full steam. And I'm indicated that I don't think we're going to come to this committee again to talk about migration and problems, because we have taken a view that by the end of May, everything must be done and it is a commitment that we will once again want to come. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Chair,
I'm going to
average, global average, wants to know how much does it cost a South African to make a call outside of his country's Arabic. Of course, they are happy. But wherever they are, you understand, we are not here with discounts and promotions and Arabic. We want to know, as a regulator, how much does it cost a South African to make a call outside his country. And what we want to see is that the price of communication must go down, so that people can afford to communicate at any time. Can't wait for 24 hours to communicate. For 10 days, other things must wait for 10 days. Other things must wait for other times. You know, for example, in have one of them, they've got five in cars, no? When is the special for internet to take us? When is the time for Vodafone, it's Vodafone in cars? When is MTN, they put MTN, when is this one card? This is too strange for the consumer ahead. This is too much for the consumer. We just need to deal with the issue of the price, not to deal with the promotions and all the trade at one time, all the sort of things. So we think for us it's a very important issue, it's of course to communicate as well. But I think the point is that it's a nice way to say the government must do it and be able to support of that matter as well. We then the issue of food connectivity, that we have all of them, the CASA and everyone involved around this issue, to come and clarify so that we will answer. I think what's in the main of the issue, I think it is probably the result of the decision. We talk about it in our report. That's what tells us in terms of the negotiation. At one point, we're talking about what is that general. Why is there 49 general who can be working for the world general? So say that in the TPP agreement. You see, I like your side and very good. Because this is often way of saying things. Saying around you. And like us, we just say this is the same thing. And you explain to what if you know and you say what is the word? And you explain, you see this something. We put it all this world. But not what is the word? So I can't explain what is the word. By doing very well, and law-minding, polarity and Arabic, ever, you don't have anything to do with it. You think you have a problem, you go and look at all the types of words that is. On the comments on the interbodies, you work on the interbodies. That's why you are now to make the full-time in the department. Because the economic comments are not full, the internal ones. We don't have to deal with that. It's simple as that. We don't have to deal with that matter. Probably, I think we do not start to be the competent, have the competent of the staff in the office. Do we have sufficient people who are competent enough to do what they're supposed to do? Or we have one position for missing, but we cannot have the capacity for our people. Because the matter must confront yourself as a department and be able to deal with the things that are and things that are not. It is a matter we must confront the board. Because if you don't do that, it will be difficult to sell some implement your other different you are going to then. As a whole to then, a group of implement. If you have one body, not people with them to be given. We're not saying go and fire people, no. You have to identify the weaknesses and empower people to be able to give their skin to do so. But they are those who are put in charge of the hands, it's fine. But we have to do that in a type of things at all. I'm hoping about it declaring the truth that this is the title. Because it's not. Who don't have to refer to declaring this is a particular human country? I hope it's there. I've not seen it yet. But I've read it, but I've not seen it yet. But it's a matter of what you need to do with the problem. So that they want to move forward. But I want to thank you very much for the important. I hope that we go to the project plan will be moving much faster. But before we go through your project plan, I hope you are ready to present the big one. Remember, we have the if you have new content, you want to read it for technology, you can tell me how much you can do. And we can complete what we are reading for the technology to come there. When you ask the telling that the city is not compatible with the technology, it's also possible to be a great involvement. And it's doing very well.
There we are looking at the reliability of information, and then looking at the ability
valid and reported in the APR. We also look at the accuracy. Of course, there's concern on the supporting implementation, is it accurate enough? And then lastly, we look at competitiveness. So we're looking at all the institutions that have to do with the particular indicator, what has been recorded, as it has all been, you know, reported in the APR. Okay, and then this takes you on the summary of the audit report. What do we do? So first of all, we try to understand the performance management system, and then from then on, we determine the design, we have to understand the implementation of it. Then we move to doing testing the deliverability, the relevance, the transition and consistency is already discussed, of course, the last slide, as part of our criteria. Then from the results that we derive from there, then we conclude on the importance of the performance management. And then the next step of you know, our concluding of the importance is now that we look at the validity, the accuracy, and completeness. And now, as you know, the previous slide was, that's part of our analysis of the information. So after we conclude the day and, you know, derive the relevant information, then we conclude on the reliability of the presented information. Okay, and then as part of our reporting process, so now what we do after we've done of this, so as part of our reporting, and I'm sure as many of you will know, we have been including our audit conclusion of critical analysis in the management report alone, such as the audit report. So that is still the case going for 2012-2016. So we then include all the details and then the audit conclusion as well in the management report. So this is applicable to departments, entities, training entities, and you know, provincial legislatures. From the management report, as the normal process, of course, we have the audit report. So what happened there, we now report, you know, some of the times of critical analysis, but then we got into the ECHO conclusion. You will see, you just look at the slide, but sometimes an example of how the ECHO will look. So we report the time, we report the other legal and critical requirements, and from there, we will then say exactly what findings we have in terms of what time we had in terms of our reliability, and what time we had in terms of the compliance with the regulations. And we just like to highlight some developments that we started doing in the previous year. So on top of everything that we've spoken about in the previous slide that we will report, we are now also reporting the achievement of the targets. So we look at all the targets of the department, you know, our cultural program.
Can I just ask AC, can you tell us the page number that you can put up with my colleague's presentation on that can you tell us page number 3 later?
Okay. Okay, I have a link on this one. Okay, we're on page 9 at the moment. Okay, so it was saying on page 9, these are internal metrics that are reported on both the management report and the audit report. So what happens is we look at the whole programs, the instruction or entity, the department or entity, and then we look at the number of targets that we have achieved, to the reported performance information, and if that is more than 30%, then that is included, you know, in the audit report and management report. It's just additional information to inform the public. You know, this is the more than 50% target that we're going to achieve, and then we may include also the reason for the non-achievement. Another part that we now report in the management report and audit report is in cases when audit is done, and then, you know, findings are reached, and then the department then adjusted in terms of what they reported. If then those are different subjects to the material, then that also is included in the management report and the audit report, which just says that, you know, the material adjustments are done by the department. Okay, and now to the overview of what we did exactly in regards to this interim audit that we will be discussing today. So, as you all know, we're looking at the final structure of the 2013-14 annual performance plan, which was read together in detail with the strategic plan. But I know that
And also on the mineral resource packet, it says that criteria that is seen in the previous slide. Okay, so we'll start with department of communication. With the exact amount from the interim audit that was collected. Okay, the third slide refers to the mineral resource indicators. And then you look at our table there, we have our audit process where we are breaking it down to say when we talk about mineral resource indicators, we're talking about two main things here, are the indicators, what we find, and then also giving you some definition of what exactly it's referring to. And then the second one is indicators verifiable. So in terms of those, you will see that the first one, which is the well-defined indicators, of the 20 indicators that we selected, just please note that we performed it on a couple of costs, so we had a 5% error rate. And then the second part where it is the about the indicators being verifiable, no findings were identified. Okay, and so okay, now we are on the relevance. You know, the other indicators are relevant to the logically, you know, related to the language of the department. And again, so that's the basic focus for mapping that we can find the problem. Okay, and then we now move into the negotiability of targets. There again, we've broken it down, and the third part is looking where the target was specific, and we explain what is actually the technical target to be specific. And here we found out the 20 targets that were not specific. And then in the process, they were just saying for the different initiatives that are under specific, you know, two targets did not really identify the link of the required performance, and three targets did not really identify the required performance level, and then one target did not really identify the required nature and point level. So all in all, then you have 6,674, making the error of 37%. And then still on the mineral resource target, one of the second focus of the list is the negotiability of the target, then we measure the target, which means the verified performance we measured. And for that, we still have a 23% error rate, which meant three for the 26 targets were not measurable. And then our last focus on the mineral resource target refers to where the 10 targets are found. So basically, you know when they're supposed to be achieved. And no issues of insiders, so there were no findings in general. So all in all, conclusion for the department, thanks to the interim audit was done, there has been discussion with management, and subsequently to the discussion, adjustments were done on the agency to be able to correct the error. Okay, so now we move, so we finish with the Department of Communication, so now we move to the Institute with the combination of NEMISA, ISA, and ISO. Okay, so basically we have the same thing that we've done for the Department of Communication, nothing changed then. So we also start with the majority of indicators, and again, world time. So we see the, with 500 indicators which are selected that we know what to find, which means that there is a 10-year-old that was reported. And then again, one of the indicators verifiable. From the information that we looked at and the potential that we have, we see that there is a way to the process and say now to actually be able to verify the information that was reported. And then whether the indicators are relevant to the management of the department, out of the selected ones, two, we found them not to be relevant, which then caused us to 15% error rate. The next slide now is about the measurability of targets. Again, we're looking at statistics. We can identify the nature of performance, the required level, and the second part. And from there, three out of the different targets we found to be not specific, which then brought us to the error to 37%. In terms of majority, it was 7 out of 16 targets, which then brought us to the 44% error rate. And in terms of time bound, it was 1 out of the 16 targets selected, which then brought us to the error rate of 6%.
The conclusion for the institute are they any according to design cancer case discussions of the management and as far as discussion already will be corrected as soon as possible and then will be kept by our professional protocol to be done. We are anticipating for the change to be done by the session. Okay, and then just moving along to Centec. As they already are, we just want to say essentially it's part of the book, portfolio and then it is audited by our credit agency. And at the kind of moment, we cannot tell you exactly the percentages, but we do know from the feedback written from them that we did receive, we did identify some of the problems that were identified, as you can see them. The target, when our statistics was identified, described the five nature of performance. And they, the second part, they started looking at the smart criteria again where the target amount attainable. Performance indicators were not defined in the manner that allowed for the center collection, so that is well defined. Those issues that were identified in the center were also discussed with the management, and from then on, they were adjusted and has been checked. The most important thing, though, that we would like also to discuss is the technical application description, which is basically required by the framework for strategic plans and also performance plans. It is shown in the framework as part of NHRE, and it just gives a consistent understanding of opening case, as to what is the issue, what is the papers, how is the data, what information will be deemed, evidence for the specific data. So, as you see there, the technical indicator must be sufficient to the size of the department, so it can be included as part of the APP. One problem that I identified was that the department and the institute did not have any technical indicator description for the 2030 project, but which means basically they won't have it for the 2012 setting as well. That also is a problem basically because then it is impossible to know as well that it's way much harder to be able to determine how the time is well the second description itself will be a clear description and record without any patient. But since then the discussion as well the department has been in the process to actually prepare the incoming patient description and I believe the institute will also participate in the same process. As you can see on the next slide, just an example of what I'm talking about now, the technical indicator description. You will see that you have the type of the indicator, your destination, the tables, how you collect the data, level of calculation. You can see how so it helps to, not only the auditors, but the departments as well to know what they're looking at for everyone to have, the same consistent goal. As part of now the process that I'm going through, then we have some recommendations. For the department and for the entities, and part of the recommendations that all planning documents should be independent to review within the department or the entities. So, and that is just to basically ensure that they adhere to the framework issued by national treasury. So, while people are actually preparing for them, there should be someone independent to review this document to make sure that whatever is needed in the preparation process, it will be picked up before approval of the content of the statement. Also, the department entities could also use the oversight committees like the audit committee or any committee that may be working with the audit committee to try to look at the information to ensure compliance as well as the quality. And as we've already discussed about the technical indicators, the statement is quite important. We saw the department and entities frequently moved into a point where they actually understand and consistent one will be actually be very advisable for them to develop this from the start of the process so that they know exactly what they're looking at. And that's the end.
Thank
you very much. Who wants to then? Okay, we forgot to introduce ourselves. I am Nadine Kosi. Finally, behind us, that Sophie Matala and Ricardo Sessing that is responsible for the communication performance.
Thank you very much. By the way, Centec is that we have. Centec is
Identify all shortcomings in terms of control or network in terms of functionality.
paid to comprehend that point. Because if you are careful, you are careful. And you are signed, you are careful that we move based on the original plan. So far, that it doesn't matter that one. Because we also say that what happens is behind the careful matter. But the point that I'm driving at, because sometimes the second account is a position that will pick up the problem and don't tell how to rectify it. Because they know that we have been in this position because technically like empowered. We have been empowered by going to school and so forth. But so what I want to learn now, when the AGC and the department, will you also assist them to correct that, noting the shortage of infrastructure? I asked the that statement from the government of money anyone from the OC from Japanese based on the performance last year as well as the committee sitting out for that problem of performance. So I'm saying I didn't hear in terms of now, in terms of the risk area, which are more fundamental if you still capacity, not the war body, the number of war bodies from the OC. We have also budget and also make the department. I know the issue of government indicators, that's why you are giving us good data to do that, and I don't know that one. But for me, fundamentally, how do we get that? But also the other one, in terms of the chair, the condition of the chair, there is the issue of having an issue with the capacity and the performance of the audit committee members. Because my understanding is that the old committee is an outside actor when chairs are not precisely on that score. And you have that AG, now the person is somewhat independent. How to look at the performance of the to watch the score card is significant. And I have told this and misunderstood you. But I have now to the more consideration of the way that the old committee role that is made now. And why do you need to be able to empower the old committee? Or it's more international issue,
performance of that, because sometimes Yeah.
think there was concern about the question about the, you know, 1/20 and maybe looking at 1/5, you know, indicators that are important. But if you come to that, because you have to look, we're looking at different ones, because we're looking at the top 15 when we're talking about 1/5 and then we're looking at the 13/14. And we select specific problems and we do all those indicators, you know, say the specific problem. And then the purchase dependent equity for 13/14, it is a little bit shorter than what we have 2013. And as a result, we also see that in the equivalent that we have at year end, because the number for it is much more bigger, because it depends, you know, on the trust and so. So the best difference in 12/13 and 13/14. Okay, and then my colleague will just take over on questions about the audit committee, how the function and also the capacity of the department.
Okay, thank you, Chair. If you or other members, to respond specifically on the audit committee effectiveness, we have over time reviewed the performance and the final dashboard we have given. However, I must notify the committee that with the effectiveness of the internal audit unit itself is not the way we would all like to do it. It has also contributed towards a more effective or effective audit committee, because the support that we need to come from the internal audit is not there. So if internal audit is not completing their work and reporting at a quality standard, then it has a good committee. But our other members, the members are excellent from our assessment. They try on the VP that they get from the various officers to give a better contribution. And I must say that we had an SPM workshop in the summer ago where the chaplain provided others as to how the department and the agency can collectively move towards ensuring that the regulations are in the progress of the channel. And on the capacity of the department to function effectively, we have highlighted the higher working rate, especially at the senior manager position, because if the leadership is not there or the leadership is changed every now and then, it can contribute to non-achievement of them, so that delays for them. So until we have a stable leadership and a stable system body, it will continue contributing to the not so well functioning community. And then on one other thing, are we permanently at the DOC? Not really. However, we do hire all the technical departments. So we spent much time there, and part of the reason why we do so is we want to influence clean administration. You will know from our time that we try to ensure that we can help our departments are able to drive and accurately report their financial information and their information. And this is why that we have this detection every now and then. Doing the activity, senior management, and also providing those quarterly report reports, which help the ratings monitor where they are in our control of our account.
Okay, thank you.
I think it was a question about internal control. If those are effective, that's the very important thing to give to the department every quarter, whether things are controlled by effective or not. And the dashboard looks at leadership, it looks at financial performance, it also looks at governance. And I must say that when it comes to leadership, it used to be raising the rate that we encounter now and then. At that level or in that category, we're not doing as much as we would like to. We are not looking creatively. And also on the financial govern bodies except the internal bodies.
Okay, I'll just in conclusion, I'll just, oh, the question for 1 hour we're going, but just an addition to what Putin has said, you know, the intervention, the task force, it's all put in place to ensure that the department, people and the community show. If we look at their performance in terms of the task force from quarter to quarter, we're surely looking for any improvements and then the intervention to discuss and find out the reasons and know the action plan as well, how they proceed now to fix the situation. And same in how, at any time, we are there to say, okay, this is what we're looking at. Although we don't know exactly, you know, the specific level, the bloodline zone. So, but I think that our part is in all of the connections and everything that we can let the department may need to ensure that they perform the show. Thank you.
But we will spend a year almost according to my
half among them. And the people that are responsible for the department, they are not telling us anything about them. Because the only comment is kept by the outsider. We tend to have high technical skills. And that's why we want to get a sense of comfort. If then the also need the AG to do what's supposed to do in the execution of the strength, which worries me that to do what's supposed to do. I know that it's a separation where they don't also end up in the department which they are supposed to do after. But my one chair is that we are not being told here. We are left with one part to finish in here. Then what are we really intending to do? I understand that the permanent personnel is going to be given up. Still, that's why supply chain training is not addressing the technical issues with me. It brings me the complexity. And I'm saying, for me, I would have the fundamental problem when you respond to us if you don't understand the application. All is not known. And I don't take the function. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chair. My question will go to the AG. What are you doing? Because the officer in the president from the for the department and municipalities and everything that we have seen for this, one of the things that they must do is to do away with consultants. We do not, because some of these consultants are doing their job as if somebody paid by the department to do their job. I think every sister, we are doing a good job. We are getting paid, we are just confirmed that we are getting paid to do whatever we are doing. What are you doing in terms of assisting the department with the challenges that they have regarding this all these things? And that the department, I just want to know, is there an audit team and an audit committee? If that is the situation, let's leave the audit team account to the audit committee. What can they fire them? Because
our overhead in the portfolio committee, 10 to 10.
and then go on and on, but very far from these things as well. Now the thing is, as far as one becomes the prophet, that you don't come up with a blend of self as well as you can around the thing. You can't also say the SAE more behind to do their work if people are about to do it. And for their leaders in the country, the departing one public, that is ATSA, before we have been doing this with them. And not that the host is not serious, it is serious, but you must correct the culture of people who derive the father of the book. People must end for their family. And let us try to align the ethos. If things that still are not familiar with the people, let us develop the fantasy so that they are able to perform their work. Because if you don't have the total things to do what you're supposed to do, unfortunately, as you make our mistake, so we can't perform because we don't know how to do it. So I think the medical health is the capacity development speak in terms of how to help people who can't do what they're supposed to do. And probably the instrument that are supposed to do. So I want to take here a second for the report. We don't want to find these devotees only from our own side. We want to find these scenarios which are in Japan in this fashion. Not ACSA. We appreciate you very well as well. But when we go and go home and write the committee to work with, we want to find a functional scenario to win the fight. And so on. So that we lose our taxpayer money to be in good use, not for high income by other factors. So that's what I said. Other factors are highly incompetent. I also hold in the people for it with the broadcasting unit. I think the broadcasting unit is there. It's important. You don't have people there, it's there, the broadcasting unit. Only one vote. So probably you are also going to take some measures and see if you can see your life where the SSP is before the police department.
I just would like to state for the record we are not consulting the development. Consulting will be to come and then the government say that this is what you know, they want, then we'll actually do what they need. But it is what you need. Our doctor, we already seen it from then on when it's quite important, and then we recommend, which is part of the process that we need. We recommend to the department what should we do. And then in terms of those, they then engage with our auditors, and even if it's not changed, then we can try the time, but then they also can just engage, because we are also there to try to help. So it doesn't mean that you're consulting our own part of the department. So we just do our policy process,
I hope we still go to be back for the other one and not today.
coming up. I'm sure there's a thing that I have. Can we come back?